This 4th of July, a story caught our attention starring this guy.
My name is Jason Galvin. I'm 36 years old. I was a sergeant. I was a crew chief on Black Hawk helicopter in Afghanistan. We flew medevac. And I did two tours there.
We reached him at his cabin in Rush City, Minnesota. Late last week, he was there when he looked up and saw something strange.
I was actually heading to the bait store to pick up some minnows for fishing, and there's a bald eagle nest that's in the tree next to the road, and I saw something hanging there, which I thought was a pheasant or something that they were eating, but I looked a little closer, and I noticed it was one of the eagles, and it was hanging upside down by some branch.
The eagle was caught in some rope. Jason got his wife, and they called for help, except...
All the people we called, the fire department, the sheriff, the conservation officer, they all knew about it. And it turned out that it had been there for 2 days.
What?
Hanging there. Yeah. And they were going to call it a loss, and they actually, some people said that it was dead already, and but I had a better look at it with binoculars, and it was still alive, and it was actually, it looked like it was doing okay.
Now, you had been a sharpshooter in Afghanistan, so at what point did you think, I've got skills that could come in handy here?
I was talking to my wife, and she said we had to do something about it, and I said, well, I could try shooting it down. And she just said, yep, that's what you're going to do.
There were 4 inches of rope between the eagle and the branch. Very little room for error.
When I was shooting, you know, looking through the scope, and that eagle was staring at me the whole time, and I just, it was a little weird shooting in the direction of a bald eagle. Some of the neighbors here at the lake had named the bird Freedom.
So you were shooting at Freedom, huh?
Yep. So they were saying, you know, I was spraying Freedom.
After 1.5 hours and 150 shots, a small crowd had gathered.
Eventually, the rope started fraying away, and it was really windy that day, too, and eventually it came down.
What was that moment like when the rope finally released and the eagle fell?
It was pretty emotional. At that point, there was probably a dozen people there watching, and the CO, the conservation officer, showed up. Assuming my wife said, there it goes, and then the eagle fell into a soft landing into the woods. And, you know, and everyone, there was like tears of happiness, and it was just a big relief.
Jason and his wife wrapped Freedom in a blanket and handed it over to the University of Minnesota Raptor Center. There, it's expected to make a full recovery. And that is how this eagle landed.